presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command, comprising the states of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. From the pages of our notebook today, we hear a story from one of the many Army chaplains serving our fighting men. We also hear from Sergeant Carmandello and the 344th Army Service Forces Band as they open our program with a new arrangement of that old favorite, Sunny Side of the Street. A vocal by Sergeant Bob Everly is always a welcome addition to our notebook. And here he is to sing a tune which grows in popularity each day. Dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue. The thing to do. Just watch the smoke ring rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream till the day is through. Come through. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream. day is true. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
Many stories of heroism have come out of this war. But little has been said about the soldiers of God who daily defy death and injury to bring comfort and help to the men they serve. To tell us of this work, it is our pleasure to introduce Chaplain Jans J. Vandegraaff, recently returned from the Pacific Theater and now serving at Vaughan General Hospital in Hines, Illinois. Chaplain Vandegraaff.
The war for me was over when I spotted those beautiful golden gates to the foggy distance at the San Francisco Harbor. It really had not been long since I had seen them, but it felt as if a lifetime had passed, an eternity of months in which I had seen more life and death than in all of my previous years of ministry in the quiet of my civilian parish, an eternity in which dying hand clasps and whispered requests were aimed at, God, bring peace to all people now, forever. Please, God, this must never happen again. I promised them all that I would bring their prayers back to the States if God would allow me to return. I did return. Too soon, it seemed to me, because I was convinced that only over there, at the front with your boys, was there any reason for our existence in khaki. Then came orders to a general hospital in the ZI, near Chicago, and I went to work. At first rather blindly and a bit bitterly, then with purpose and reason, and now with love and confidence. That these men, too, that have given so much but not quite all, need help and reassurance, love, and the way pointed out to them. I found that here, too, were reasons for my being and that there were things to do. A cup of cold water, a prayer, a letter, a few moments of quiet with the man and his God, or just listening to him relive the hell through which he had come. I am looking forward to wearing a red bow tie with green polka dots again, and soon, but not till we all go home with the assurance that permanent peace and love for which we all prayed over there will be part of the world philosophy. I may be back here too soon, and you may not have been able to be there at all, but our work is not done. It has just started. We still need men who are alive to the great need. Men who can leave their cushioned desks, gothic sanctuaries, and chicken dinners for an ammunition case desk on a muck floor and K rations. Men who can pray for the world for peace and one goodwill, and who will have faith in the future.
Thank you, Chaplain Vandegraaff. And now, Sergeant Bob Eberly returns with another popular favorite. This time, The More I See You.
About you, more lost. without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't see you, my heart won't cry.
We salute the United States Coast Guard as they celebrate their 155th anniversary. Established by Congress at the recommendation of Alexander Hamilton, the Coast Guard has the longest record of unbroken service of all the nation's sea forces. In honor of their birthday, the band plays the official Coast Guard march, Semper Paratus. You have been listening to Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. Your announcer is Sergeant Horace Aflon.